DHS Mayorkas, Cubans deserve the right to migrate to U.S. by Neil Monroe on August 18, 2023. President Joe Biden's Cuban-born border chief is accelerating his transfer of poor Cuban migrants into American society and the U.S. economy. Cubans, like my own family, who nearly 63 years ago fled the communist takeover, deserve the same opportunity to follow legal pathways to build a new life in the United States, said a statement from Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. The statement announced the opening of a field office in Havana to help migrants get into the United States via chain migration paperwork, family reunification claims, refugee status, and supposedly lawful pathways. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot and has frequently argued that equity forbids Americans from excluding foreigners who want to live in the United States. He is pushing that open borders policy despite the established, legitimate, and popular immigration laws that protect ordinary Americans from investors' use of wage-cutting foreign labor. Since 2020, more than 350,000 young Cubans have already moved into the United States, often via Nicaragua and Mexico. The new office will help import another 20,000 migrants per year, including many older Cubans who will rely on government-funded healthcare programs and housing that are also needed by Americans. The pipeline also will help older Cubans jump the waiting line in the chain migration process. Mayorkas has recently established a policy to admit favored groups before they receive one of the limited number of green cards allowed by Congress. The administration wants to expand global migrant inflows through many pathways, said Naila Rush, an expert at the Center for Immigration Studies. Their ideological thinking is to expand legal pathways, increasing the numbers and the ways, whether it's through education, whether it's parole, humanitarian or refugee work authorizations. You know, migration to them is a right for people who want to have a better life. They have been consistent, they're not lying. They are saying they're expanding, making things easier, doing the process online, faster, hiring people, opening offices. On August 10, for example, Mayorkas asked Congress for $3.3 billion to move more wage-cutting economic migrants into Americans' workplaces and neighborhoods. Breitbart News reported. Up to $800 million is intended to fund new migrant pathways from Colombia, Guatemala, Costa Rica, and Ecuador into U.S. communities. These safe mobility offices are intended to offer a safer and cheaper route for African, European, and Asian economic migrants who are seeking to break into the United States. Biden has already imported at least 6 million migrants for economic purposes in less than 3 years. That strategy has helped investors by inflating real estate prices and reducing Americans' wages. Biden's huge inflow includes roughly 2 million legal migrants, 3.5 million illegal and quasi-legal migrants allowed through the southern border, roughly 1.6 million gotaways who sneaked over the border, plus hundreds of thousands of migrants who have refused to go home when their legal visas expire. Biden's massive inflow has enriched the drug cartels and encouraged them to expand their indentured labor business to people from South America and overseas. For example, the cartels have recently expanded into the migrant pathways in Panama and Colombia that were built up by Mayorkas. The Mayorkas policy is also aiding dictatorships in Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela by allowing their migrants to work in U.S. jobs and to send some of that money, as remittances, back to their homelands. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. Few GOP legislators, and fewer Democrats, fight against the resulting displacement of Americans as employers preferentially hire indebted, desperate, and compliant migrants. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans. Because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to an elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion. According to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR, the 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.